Hallelujah. It's another wonderful day in the presence of the Lord. We bless God for his mercy. We bless God for his grace. We bless God for how he has been so faithful upon our lives. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord. Give God the glory. Give God the adoration. Thank God for making it possible for you to see another beautiful day, the 29th day of the month of April, year 2021. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's glorify this name. Let's worship him. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Beloved, you are welcome to another wonderful day in the presence of the Lord. This is the hour of prophetic decree. In case you are joining us for the first time, this program comes up between the 12th midnight and 1 a.m. It has been a program that has benefited a lot of people all over the world. And I pray that God also will visit you right now as you listen and as you pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to get yourself prepared. Get a bottle of oil prepared. I'm going to pray on them. If you cannot get a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on this as we go in this section. I speak here as the son of a prophet that the Almighty God will catapult your destiny to the next level. Favor of God shall come upon your life. The Lord will break every stubborn yoke assigned against you. Every oppressor of the night shall be destroyed. Every yoke placed upon your growth, placed upon your progress, placed upon your destiny shall be shattered to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. Foundational power that have kept you in captivity shall be disgraced today in the name of Jesus Christ. Where they say you cannot get to, by the hand of Jehovah, you will get there in the name of Jesus Christ. Any hand that has been bringing you back to square one, the hand shall be roasted in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As from today, there shall be favor upon your life, favor upon your grace, upon your destiny, grace upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare upon your life, no more disgrace. I say no more disgrace. I say no more shame. I say no more shame. I say no more poverty. I say no more poverty. In the name of Jesus Christ, La Pagalaga Santa Laba. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha. In this section, we are going to pray some prayers. And I want you to get ready. This is the period of the middle of the night. Let me tell you, there's something we call the power of the night. The power of the night is they are very dangerous powers. And when you begin to pray at the middle night, you arrest all this power of the night. And at the middle night like this, power changes unto the next day. Oh, it's another gateway to the next movement. It's another gateway to the spirit realm. And I want you to pray very, very aggressively. You open your mouth and shout it loud and clear. Say, every yoke of darkness in my foundation, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness in my foundation, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness in my foundation, break and release me. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers stealing from me in the dream world, die in the name of Jesus. Powers stealing from me in the dream world, die in the name of Jesus. Powers stealing from me in the dream world, die in the name of Jesus. Powers stealing from me in the dream world, die in Jesus' mighty name we pray. He said, oh God, arise. Wipe away every foundational evil altar
in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, wipe away every foundational evil altar in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, wipe away every foundational evil altar in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, wipe away every foundational evil altar in Jesus' name. We pray. Every satanic deposit in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic deposit in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic deposit in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic deposit in my blood, in Jesus' name we pray. Evil altars in my environment oppressing me at night, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in my environment oppressing me at night, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altars in my environment oppressing me at night, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altars in my environment oppressing me at night, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in my environment oppressing me at night, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altars in my environment oppressing me at night, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altars in my environment oppressing me at night, cash fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Any power carrying evil sacrifice against my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Any power carrying evil sacrifice against my destiny, tie by fire in the name of Jesus. Any power carrying evil sacrifice against my destiny, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, every owner of evil load in my life, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Every owner of evil load in my life, carry your load in the name of Jesus. Every owner of evil load in my life, carry your load, 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 carry your load in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say this one loud and clear. Say, I break myself loose from the bondage of stagnancy in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose from the bondage of stagnancy in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose from the bondage of stagnancy in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose from the bondage of stagnancy in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose. I break myself loose. I break myself loose from the bondage of stagnancy in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, I break myself loose from the bondage of backwardness in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose from the bondage of backwardness in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose from the bondage of backwardness in Jesus' name. Pray, beloved. I want you to develop aggressive prayer muscle. As I pray that prayer, you pray it for yourself also. When you personalize it like that, things will begin to work. Say, I break myself loose from the bondage of poverty in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose from the bondage of poverty in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose from the bondage of poverty in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose from the bondage of poverty in the name of Jesus. I break myself loose. I break myself loose. I break myself loose. I break myself loose from the bondage of poverty in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha. Something is happening over there. Every bondage of poverty in your foundation shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Aha. It shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and shout this next one loud and clear. Every spell working against my destiny, loose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every spell working against my destiny, loose your hold, 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 loose your hold. Every spell working against my destiny, loose your hold, 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 loose your hold. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every charms working against my destiny, loose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every charm working against my destiny, loose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every charm working against my destiny, loose your hold, 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 loose your hold in Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Aha. Say, I release myself from every ancestral demonic pollution in the name of Jesus. I release myself from every ancestral demonic pollution. I release myself from every ancestral demonic pollution in the name of Jesus. I release myself from every ancestral demonic pollution in the name of Jesus. I release myself from every ancestral demonic pollution in the name of Jesus. I release myself from every ancestral demonic pollution in the name of Jesus. I release myself from every ancestral demonic pollution in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Amen. Beloved, just a few days ago, I started examining a very deep topic. And if you have been following us in this series, you find that we've spoken at a very long length. We were considering the topic, I shall not labor in vain. I want you to say to yourself seven times, I shall not labor in vain. 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 The Bible says, for a man to labor and enjoy the fruit of his labor, it is a gift from God. For a man to labor and enjoy the gift of his labor, it is a gift of God. I pray that the gift to labor and the gift to enjoy the fruit of your good labor shall be given unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. In Judges chapter 6, we saw in that place the account of the people of Israel, how they labored, how they sweated, and when the time of harvest arrived, the enemy will come and destroy all their labor, waste all their harvest, to the extent that they will never be able to have even one grain in their farm. That is what we call the power that makes people to labor in vain. Power that we wait for somebody to labor, somebody to use his youthful age to sweat upon something, and by the time he is old, to enjoy what he has labored for, they waste everything right in his presence. These powers are the most dangerous powers that people can experience in life. Because at the moment when they will waste the labor, there will be no effort, no power, no strength for that fellow to begin to labor again. Many have died untimely. Many are run mad because of this. Because at the time the enemy arrived, all their labors were wasted. I pray that we shall not labor in vain in Jesus' name. The Bible said that Jesus Christ came to this world that he might destroy all the works of the devil. That is why we normally say that it is very good that you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. It is very good that you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because when you accept him, it will be easy for you to pray and deliver yourself from the grip of the wicked powers that will always make people to labor in vain. I gave you all these powers one by one. The forces that will always push people into problem at the OJ. The forces that always waste effort of people. Forces that will always wait for someone to labor and waste that effort, so that we can pray aggressively against them and guide against them. The first power is the power of the emptiers, the power that empties. The second power is the power of the wasters. The Bible says, I have created wasters to waste. The third power is the power of inherited curses. The fourth one is the power of bewitchment. Galatians chapter 3 says, who has bewitched you, you Galatian? The fifth power is the power of sin and iniquity. The sixth power is the power of household wickedness. The seventh power is the power of placenta manipulation. Placenta manipulation is another dangerous power. The eighth power is the power of the night, the wicked powers of the night. And I listed all these powers. The ninth power today that we are going to consider, I will give you 12 out of these powers, and will be done from this topic, so that we'll be able to consider some other areas that people has entered into some deep bondage, and they can be free. Because many people ask questions
Why am I in this condition? Many people ask questions. Why are things becoming very tight? Just because there are a lot of things that the enemy has programmed into their lives. A lot of people labored, they sweated, they read, they went to school, but at the moment that they have to get something from what they have labored on, they couldn't get anything. So you have to address all these powers one by one. The next part, number 9, is the power of hidden covenant. The power of hidden covenant. A covenant is a binding agreement. A covenant is a legal contract. A covenant could be a solemn agreement to do certain things. And you see, a covenant always comes between two parties or more. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 28, and they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, let there be now an oath between us, even between us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee. They saw that God was with Abraham, and they decided to make a covenant with him. That's a covenant. So a covenant is an established friendship. So we need to understand that a covenant is something very, very deep in the realm of the spirit. We need to understand what we call a covenant. So when we are talking about a covenant, we are talking about something very deep. We are talking about an agreement between two or more parties. And this agreement, we always have a date. We always have some parties involved. We only have some subject or scope of covenant. It will have a time of operation. It will have a time, that is, a time of operation, whether 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. Also, always have a terms. There's always a term or terms of covenant. And when covenant is made, there will always be promises. Sometimes an oath is taken when a covenant is made. So when we are talking about a covenant that is hidden, we are talking about a covenant that is not known, a covenant that is closed, a covenant that is mysterious in operation and is not known to the fellow who involved in the covenant, a covenant that is concealed. The Bible said, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The stranger shall submit themselves unto me. The stranger shall fade away and be afraid of their close places. Afraid of their close places. So a covenant is something like an irrevocable commitment. And it's like a chain binding two people together. The chain will always be dragging the partner along each other. They will always drag them along. A covenant is something that it binds two people together as like if a chain binding something to another, and it moves them to go at the same pace. The man that has entered into a covenant may even not know that he has entered into a covenant with some forces. But whether he knows or he does not know, it's not going to move faster than the level of the forces he has entered into covenant with. So a covenant is like a chain binding people together. And like I told you, the chain will always be dragging the partner along. And you can see what we are talking about now. So when we are now talking about hidden covenant, we are talking about something very deep. Unfortunately, many of us, we are into a covenant that we don't know. We are into a covenant that we don't understand the terms and the operation of that covenant. We just find ourselves into a covenant that we don't know. But after a series of prayers, you begin to see some revelation. You begin to see yourself back in primary school. You begin to see yourself back in secondary school. You begin to see yourself playing with fish. You begin to see yourself right in the river.
you begin to see yourself playing with snakes. You begin to see yourself in the forest. You begin to see yourself naked, confronting some people. You begin to see yourself being pursued by mad fellow. You begin to see yourself in a strange location. You begin to see yourself being defiled by strangers in a dream. All these are revealing to you that there is a hidden covenant in place. It's hidden because it's not known. And for the fact that it's not known, for the fact that it's concealed from you, it's operating against you. It's operating against everything around you. It's operating against your movement. It's operating against your marriage. It's operating against even your children. It's operating against your finances and career. It's operating against your calling and ministry. Because it's there and it's an established fact. It's there and it's a contract signed by you, unknown to you. It's there and it's a legal binding and it's a chain, a terrible chain binding you together with a force that covenant has been made with. It could be very destructive. It could be a terrible thing. It's a terrible share of evil. Hidden covenant are spiritual yoke upon people. Hidden covenant are like spiritual bats. People will not understand what is going on. But when the hidden covenant is in place, you notice a lot of things going on in your life. There will be zigzag movement. You see yourself passing through some situation you cannot imagine how this situation come through. You see yourself that we have done everything possible. You have done what you can do, but you still notice that things are not working. There's constant worry. There's constant depression. You hear strange voices, constant harassment in the dream. You notice that you have excessive pride, uncontrollable anger, constant accident, emotional instability, inability to concentrate, inability to speak in tongues despite all effort to speak in tongues. You could not get married, and you have reached the age to get married. You notice things are not working. It is a sign that something is hidden somewhere that you don't know. You are going through some things hidden from you, and it's affecting your life, affecting your destiny, affecting everything around you. It makes effort to be useless. It wastes effort in life. It destroys the labor of human beings. Hidden covenant will waste effort, waste labor, at the same time, waste destinies. But with the understanding and with the knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. That's what the Bible says in Proverbs. The Bible says the righteous will be delivered by knowledge. Proverbs 11 verse 9b. The just is delivered by knowledge. What you are hearing today is a revelation. And knowledge is power. Knowledge will give you light on your path. Knowledge will make you to understand what you need to know. That is why there's a lamentation in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Hidden covenant moves unknown in the life of people, and it has become a yoke in their lives. I pray today that every hidden covenant in your life, hidden covenant operating against your destiny, it shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. It shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, we are going to pray now. You must always remember that without giving your life to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to combat hidden covenant will be very difficult. You cannot go and break hidden covenant if you are not saved. So the first thing is to surrender your life to Jesus and tell the Lord to forgive you. Do that quickly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord deliver us from sin and yoke of sin in Jesus' name. It is time to pray. And I want you to pray aggressively now. Aha. You are going to shout this prayer loud and clear. Every yoke of hidden covenant in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of evil covenant in my foundation, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Every yoke of hidden covenant in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of hidden covenant in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Every strong man oppressing me because of hidden covenant, there in the name of Jesus. Every strong man oppressing me because of hidden covenant, there in the name of Jesus. Every strong man oppressing me because of hidden covenant, there in the name of Jesus. Every strong man oppressing me because of hidden covenant, there in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Now get your bottle of oil, and if you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. The Bible says, when thou shalt have dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. The anointing that break the yoke of darkness, enter into this oil, enter into this water, in the name of Jesus. The power and the blood of Jesus, enter into this oil, enter into this water, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the anointing of fire, anointing of deliverance, enter into this water, enter into this oil, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your belly button now. Go straight to your belly button, your stomach area, as you anoint it and break this yoke. You are going to shout loud and clear. Say, demonic chain, program into my life, break in the name of Jesus. Demonic chain, broken, program into my life, break, 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 break. Demonic chain, program into my life, break in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Father. Say, every power enforcing evil covenant in my life, there in the name of Jesus. Every power enforcing evil covenant in my life, there in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Put it on your chest and anoint that chest area. Aha. And lay your hand upon it. Say this prayer loud and clear. Oha. Say, every hidden covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, break, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your head and say the same thing. Every hidden covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands and say the same thing. Every hidden covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest again. Say, hidden covenant in my root, break in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant in my root, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your two legs, and you shout with anger, every curse of backwardness in my life, Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of backwardness in my life. Break, break, break. In Jesus' name we pray. Take that oil and drink a little now. Drink a little. You now shout this prayer loud and clear. Evil eating covenant arresting my progress. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil eating covenant arresting my progress. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil eating covenant arresting my progress. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil eating covenant arresting my progress. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. I declare that today the finger of heaven shall be released upon your life and the yoke in your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus. I pray on your prayer request, God will answer you by fire. The Lord will visit all these requests and there will be testimony. I pray for as many of people here who are listening to me. The Lord will break every yoke of darkness in your life. You are looking for the fruit of the womb, that yoke shall be broken. You are looking for a spouse who gets set with, that yoke shall be broken. You have not been able to settle down in life, that yoke shall be broken. Oh, you have been having zigzag movement, that yoke shall be broken. Your destiny have not been able to move forward, that yoke shall be broken. You have not been able to handle good money in your life, that yoke shall be broken. I declare you free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, in case you want to get across to us or you want to send information to us, send information to this WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Flagstaff Town. 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Flagstaff Town at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. I'm always available to attend to people on Tuesday, 12 o'clock, on Thursday, 8 a.m. in the morning, from 8 a.m. to the morning. We have can't attend to people to 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and on Sunday from 6:30 in the morning. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless.